Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, November 13th, 2018. You may notice the podcast today is a little bit shorter. We're going to start doing them just a little bit shorter, make it a little bit easier for you. On the podcast, Salt is angry. We're going to give him a chance to get it out. My son's birthday is out of control. Sad news from the comic book world. Stan Lee died. And also, we're making Annie become an adult for Thanksgiving. Kennedy, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Where are you going to be? Do you know yet?
No.
No plans yet. Okay. Salt, do you know what you're going to be doing for Thanksgiving?
Always up in the air.
Okay. Am I the only one that knows what I'm doing for Thanksgiving?
I always know because it's my house.
We have everybody coming over to our house. We're frying a turkey. Please pray I don't burn down the house.
I don't care about your house.
I care about your neighbor's house.
Honestly, my neighbor's house. I'm going to do it in the middle of the street. No, I'm doing it in the middle of the street, and that way I kind of
block. Oh, so you can burn down all four.
No. I just clear out a space. I block off a parking space, you know, kind of side of the road. We'll be good. That's where I... Now, Annie, we feel like, you know, Annie is 24 years old. Just celebrated a birthday. She's now graduated college. And even though she's living at home, which a lot of young people do nowadays, we feel like Annie needs to step up her adulting for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because we kind of asked her, how does it go? And she said, Mom and Auntie do all the cooking, and she just sits and waits for the food.
Right.
She actually said you go somewhere and have five beers in the morning, and then you come back.
Yeah, so my high school plays the other rivals, high school in Quincy. There's a football game, but we go to this place called the Fowler House and have, like, you know, a beer tower, two or three, and then come home and just wait for the food.
Right, and then just sit down and wait for it to be served to you.
Exactly.
But your mom is awesome.
You sound like my dad.
Your mom is awesome, and you should take some of the workload off of her is what I feel.
You know, you're right. Because she really does do everything, and she does all of Christmas Eve. I really should probably help her out.
Maybe.
So, I wouldn't be able to have anybody in my kitchen if I was cooking.
We asked Annie to go home and ask her mom if she could help with Thanksgiving dinner, and this is how that conversation went.
So you know how we were talking that Thanksgiving's in a week? So I have an idea. What if I help you cook?
That would be lovely.
What do you think I should make, though? Like, what's one recipe that I could do?
I don't know. I want you to find a fun... either a vegetable.
Okay.
You know, think of something you like and look up one, or an appetizer or a dessert.
Like what?
I don't know, you like green beans?
Yeah.
Make like a green bean casserole.
But I need your help.
Well, what you do is find a recipe that looks appetizing to you.
Yeah.
Then we look at the ingredients and go buy them.
Yeah, but what if I mess it up?
Well, then you mess it up. It's not... You know, it's we're not having a whole big bunch. So
yeah, but if I can I serve it to the people?
Yes.
Are you sure?
What well, depending if you kill it or not. I'm sure we'll have enough other things to cover it. I don't know. Look at some recipes. See what hits you.
So if I make it and if I'm sitting here, will you, like, if I yelled at you, will you help me?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'll be making things too.
I just feel like, you know, I'm getting older. I probably should help you, right?
That's Caitlin. That's Tawny. All you ever do is come home from the football game drunk. That's what he's doing.
Your mom seems exasperated talking to you all the time. She's like, you're like, Mom, I want to help with dinner. Okay, fine.
Whatever, Anna. Just get out of my face.
How do I do that? Go on the internet.
All you ever do is come home from the football game drunk. That's what he's doing.
Just get a recipe. Okay, maybe a vegetable.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Will you make a green bean casserole tonight and then bring it back tomorrow and we can sample it before you ruin your family's Thanksgiving dinner?
A green bean casserole is not that tough. I believe in you, Annie.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to have to yell at my mom like 50 times and she's going to kick me out of the house. I hope you guys know this.
Do you know how to use the oven?
Kind of.
I can be your butterball hotline if you need me. Oh,
do you know where the grocery store is?
Yes. At least I know that.
Do you know how to look up a recipe? Probably should help you, right?
Do what you're going to say, Kennedy?
Do you know how to look up a recipe? Because I have an amazing recipe.
Don't help her.
No, but it's a little over the top. It has a lot more ingredients.
Don't help her. Oh, okay. Okay, yes, if it's
don't
harder.
Don't tell me what to do.
I don't want us to help her, though. We're going to make it harder, yes, I'm in.
It just has a little more ingredients than a normal green bean casserole.
Can we just give her, what's her name's cookbook?
What's her name?
Paula Deen?
No. Who's the French famous...
Julia Child?
Yes, give her that cookbook.
I don't think Julia Child has a
green
bean
casserole. Hard. I need the bare minimum.
I'll get you mine. It's a crowd pleaser.
Okay.
All you ever do is come home from the football game drunk. That's what he's doing.
That's what you
She
do.
Literally knows you so
I know.
Well.
I
All right,
know.
So you promise to bring it in tomorrow?
Yes. Okay. I hope I don't poison you guys, though.
Okay, yeah, and we can sample it tomorrow on the show. You know, we should do like a blind taste test with people here at the office.
Oh, yeah. God. Whoa. Everyone's going to hate me.
Yeah. No, no, they won't know it's you until afterwards.
Okay, good.
Until
That's
after
better.
They get sick.
Then I'll leave.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Salt has had a morning.
Oh, my God.
And we just feel like Salt needs to get it off his chest. So we just want to give you a few moments, some good therapy here with the group.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And it happens on a Tuesday. As you know, I say Tuesdays suck because they do. This one's a rainy Tuesday. Just started out garbage. I wake up and I'm already in a bad mood because the other day I go to the ATM and I was depositing some money from the wedding. You know, everybody gave us really generous gifts. I go to the ATM and I'm dropping in a bunch of checks and this dude walks in. And I said to him, I'm like, in the middle of it, depositing the checks. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm going to be a couple minutes on this. And he starts huffing and puffing behind me.
Well, why?
Who
did you,
does that?
Well, why didn't you go to the bank to do all that?
Because I don't want to walk into a bank and sit in a line. I was at a teller, automated teller machine.
I'm just asking questions.
T stands for teller.
Yeah, but it's just like get in, get out, get some cash.
Yes,
and move
I
on.
Was in there. I was first. Don't be huffy and puffy, you little.
You could have done it on your phone.
No, and I was. It was funny because I was going to break up my transaction in the middle and be nice to the guy, but he kept going, breathing on my neck. So then I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do this individually.
Oh, my God. You're
yeah, 15 minutes later, hope I ruined your name, jerk.
Are you okay over there, Annie?
No,
Annie is
I'm
cowering
scared.
In her sweater.
So that's like kind of puts me in a bad mood. Then my wife, you know, she was crying the other day because we're trying to figure out Thanksgiving plans and like some people in her family, they all can't get together. So we're trying to like figure out where we're going for Thanksgiving. And now we're like breaking it up and we're like going to her dad's house for like lunch. And then we're going to her brother's house for like dessert later. We're going to her aunt's house for cupcakes. I don't even know. Thank God we're working on Friday because we can't spend the night there. That's the only windfall. And we're trying to buy a car at the same time. You know, we got a baby at the house.
Right,
now.
Need a bigger car.
Yeah, got to get a bigger car. So yesterday, I don't have time to be driving around an hour and a half to dealerships and sitting there and talking about things. I look online. I say, hey, I like this truck. Maybe we'll talk. So I email somebody. Ugh. They get back to me, and I'm like, hey, here's what I got. Here's what you got. What's it going to take to get this deal done? Just give me some ballpark, some numbers. Just right. generalize some numbers within right. a few grand of what it's going to take.
Right.
And the woman like emails me back, oh, we can't do that online. You have to come in.
That is the worst.
And so I said, fine, no problem. What's and I wrote back an email and I just said, no worries. Fine. I'll just take my business somewhere else that'll work with me online. Next thing I know, I get a call from that dealership. And they're like, oh, hey, we'd love to work with you on this situation. I go, too late. Do you really want me coming into your dealership now that I'm pissed off at you?
No.
You're really just going to bring an angry bear onto the premises? And
I
let
hope
me
your
just...
salesperson was the guy at the ATM machine.
Oh, my God. I just don't know what it is with people.
Buying a car is tough. I'm going through the same thing. It's
and
hard.
I just want to curse so bad because it was raining this morning. I'm on my way in and people are in the left lane. And you know the left lane always floods, right, people? So you're going to hydroplane into the barrier and then ricochet off into my car, killing me, leaving my daughter fatherless.
Oh, my God.
But at the same time, the people in the middle lane are going 7 miles an hour.
No one drive on the expressway in the morning, please.
I just want to get to lunch. I just want to get to lunch. It's been a day.
Do you feel any better having let that out?
I shouldn't have drank that coffee.
Primal Scream, do you need?
I'm good.
All right?
I think I'm good.
Let it go!
Things that will not help for 100 hours.
Let it go. Come on, Salt. Let it go. Listen to the word Salt.
So really? You're going to bring up Kristen Bell? My favorite person? That garbage she talked about us a couple weeks ago? Yeah, that's great.
Cole never bothered me anyway.
Idina Menzel is a treasure.
Spider-Man. Don't know if you heard the news. Stan Lee has passed away at the age of 95. He created or co-created some of the all-time greats when it comes to superheroes and comic books. Spider-Man, Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, Black Panther, Ant-Man, Wasp, The Fantastic Four, Daredevil, The Green Goblin, Dr. Octopus, Loki, Dr. Doom. I mean, the list is incredible. He has survived This story said he survived by his wife.
I thought Joan died in 2017.
Yeah, and they had been married for almost 70 years, which was incredible, too. You think about the success that he had. And we were talking about this off the air before coming on the show. And Annie didn't realize that he made cameos in all of his movies. Was it every movie that he showed?
Every Marvel movie he's been a small part of.
That's amazing.
Are you Tony Stank?
Yes, this is Tony Stank.
Hey, wait, where are you going? Hey, you were supposed to be my lift home. How do I get out of here? Hey, I've got so many more stories to tell. Guys.
Nice suit. Zip it, Stanley!
You know, for me as a kid with comic books, it was a little bit different. And I don't know how kids are today. But, you know, Spider-Man came out twice a month. And so I would go to the comic book store twice a month to get the new issue. And that happened every week, you know, or every 2 weeks. You went to the comic book store and got the new Spider-Man comic book. That's just what you did.
I went and got the new Billy Idol album, personally.
His didn't come out as often. Stanley was more of a serial than Billy Idol.
Understood. Yeah.
And, he started at like 19 years old. He was in the editor for Marvel. And what he did, his creative juices were just incredible.
Well, his stories, and what people don't realize this, was he was really big into civil rights, and that most of his stories emulated what was going on and reflecting in the time of the 60s. Mm-hmm. And that's what, like, the stories about the Hulk and the Black Panther and all that stuff, those were all emulating what was happening in the times. And he used to get a lot of flack because at the end of the comics, he used to write a little like letter every day. It was like kind of a letter to fans. Mm-hmm. And he was always trying to stand up for people, and he hated bigotry, and he had a really great column about that. And the comics are like the modern allegory, you know, the Aesop's Fables and stuff like that we used to teach kids. Comics are the same way. Mm-hmm. And he was really big.
I want to play
that.
Some audio. This is Stephen Colbert talking about Stan Lee, who passed away yesterday.
Marvel Comics co-founder Stan Lee, Stan the man. Lee had a hand in creating all of your favorite comic book characters, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Black Panther. Lee was also a World War II veteran, a screenwriter, and married to his wife Joni for 70 years after they dated for 2 weeks and flew to Reno so she could get a quickie divorce and then marry Stan the same day.
Sounds like my mom.
That's a story.
Yeah.
So thanks for all the stories, Stan. And I know you're hearing this a lot today, but Excelsior.
And it's cool, too, with comic books, you know, to be able to pass those on. Like, Salt had a bunch of comic books that he wasn't using anymore. Mm-hmm. So I took them, and I'm passing them on to Barrett. Like, there's a great tradition and how it can affect generation after generation long after he's going to be gone.
It's great for reading for kids, and it's great for imagination for kids as well, because whether your kid is a good reader or not, you know, it just forms imagination. They start drawing. I drew as a result of all the comics that I had. I lived in a comic book shop when I was a kid.
Yeah, I tried. I had like one character, and it was a fox, and it was terrible, and he had no superpowers. That was the stupid part. Like, I had a superhero fox that had no superpowers. Hold on, I have a phone call here.
Fox.
Yeah, he's just a fox.
He's just a fox.
What does the fox say?
Lucy is from Watertown. What did you want to say, Lucy?
My first experience was through my mother's comic book collection, and I had to have been 5 years old. It was the easiest thing my mom found for me to read because there were very few words. There was a lot of action scenes in some of them. So, you know, we picked up comic books. The world's not going to be the same without him. It really honestly isn't, because he gave every child that he's touched throughout his lifetime the imagination to dream of bigger things.
Well, that was very well said. Thank you, Lucy. We appreciate that. That's sad. Sad, a hell
he
of a life,
a
though.
Really good
He'll live on.
Hell
yeah.
of a life, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's 95 years old. I hope I could get that far.
I have a problem brewing at my house. It is getting out of control for my son's birthday.
I'm shocked by this, Carson. Absolutely
is
shocked.
Is it his fault?
Did he go over the $25 spending limit?
What did he do?
His birthday is November 21st. He will be 8 years old.
First of all, I cannot believe he's going to be 8 years old.
And, you know, we went yesterday to Mike's in the North End, where he is, like, the king. He right. walks in there and they just start handing him pastries.
What?
Like he doesn't have to wait in line. They don't charge him. He is the king of Mike's pastry.
Could you say, hey dad over? Wants a right? cannoli?
Yeah.
Can Annie and I babysit?
Absolutely.
Barrett will get me a cannoli.
Yes.
He can really make a good side hustle.
Yes.
Like recent
Barrett's pastries.
I want him to end up being one of those guys that sits in chairs outside yelling at people across the street.
That's Barrett. So
he'll sit out there in his lawn chair, yep. hold your so parking spot for you.
Yep. He's ordering his cake yesterday, his Grinch birthday cake, because he's having a Grinch party. And while he's ordering the cake, we're finishing up all the details of what his party is going to be, Lana and I. And so Barrett said he just wanted to have a one person overnight sleepover and go see a movie.
Okay.
And then go out for pizza.
Well, that sounds fine.
So that's what Barrett wants to do. That's one person.
Right.
That's easy peasy lemon squeezy.
And then right. my mom said, well, what about this girl? She's one of your best friends too. Maybe you should, you know, you're leaving her out and you guys are on the same street and you're besties and all that
oh,
sort
so
of
Oh, so it's turning into if I don't invite so-and-so, I have to invite so-and-so?
So then we... And so
seems like Lana's getting involved in something she doesn't need to be getting involved
in. He agrees.
In.
He's like, oh yeah, I love her to death. Yeah, she should definitely be there. And then, it was going to be a Fortnite party. But then some of the kids aren't allowed to play Fortnite. So that's when he moved
oh,
to the
really?
Grinch. He wanted okay. to be inclusive of everybody because some kids
What aren't. If some kids can't read?
He's a kind boy.
He really is. So then, oh, well, what about this kid? And then, oh, yeah, I got to invite him too. Then yesterday, my wife says, oh, well, since we've invited so-and-so, we're going to invite these other two.
This is reason number 862. I don't have
so kids. So you started ordering. Out with one. How many are you at now?
Nine.
What?
No.
Nine.
No. Are they all what? Sleeping over?
Okay, so I...
Because your house can fit a bunch, but nine.
No, we can't fit nine people. What are you talking about?
Well, you could. They'd just be on every floor.
No, you guys couldn't sleep there yourselves.
So they're going to the movies. So when you invite kids to a birthday party at the movies, you have to pay for the movie.
Yeah.
So
that's how it works.
Right.
Are you at least doing a matinee to get a little bit of price off?
Kennedy, Saturday, we're going to be at the Burlington Mall from 11 to 1.
I know that. But do you know when matinee's 3 o'clock.
Yeah. But I got to get back into Charlestown. I got to pick up all the kids, get them. No.
It's not a drop off?
No.
You're breaking the bank, man.
No.
You have to pick up every kid at their house?
Yes.
That's lunacy.
They're all coming to our house. And
well,
then we're
that's
taking,
what I meant. It's a pick drop off.
Did you get a mortgage for this?
Right.
Birthday party?
So then we're all going to the movies. And you know what they're going to want at the movies?
Popcorn, candy, soda.
Right.
Can you grab stuff ahead of time and put them in your man bag?
That's a lot of stuff for nine people. Like, we do that. But
that's a lot of Twizzlers.
How big of a bag would I need
a lot of
for nine
You have
kids?
A nice man bag. Twizzlers don't take up a lot of space.
And no. then we're doing pizza after.
Oh,
so
oh,
it's
no.
like nine.
They're not going to be hungry after. They're going to be full of popcorn.
You don't know. 9
8-year-old boys?
I don't.
Yeah, they eat.
Yeah,
they,
literally
they,
about halfway through, they're going to be like, I'm hungry for pizza.
and I'm just like, what happened?
Holy moly.
What happened? Barrett, one kid, overnight, sleepover.
You're
done.
Like, this is going to be $40.
Right,
it's
yeah.
going to be amazing.
$50 plus whatever
this is
cake
be the
was.
His birthday ever.
I loved yeah. sleepovers when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Loved them.
So Barrett loves them, and some of his friends don't like them. Like, uh-huh. they don't want to sleep over, and uh-huh. some kids like to sleep over.
So maybe you won't have all nine sleeping over then.
Yeah, I don't even that know if there's
the sleepover doesn't cost you anything.
That's
no, the sleepover's
that's
fine.
That's the free
just
part.
Just a little sanity, but other than that. So, I don't know. It's out of control.
Oh, thoughts and prayers, Carson. Thoughts and prayers.
Honestly. I'm scared
Holy moly.
For you.
The struggle
you
is
You might
real.
Want to break into that Spider-Man piggy bank.